I do, Jason. I will preface it with that this is going to be a bit of a controversial answer, but absolutely yes. I had the privilege of, you know, working for a big managed cloud hosting company for, you know, over a decade. And, so I worked a lot of different industries, and very clearly, healthcare has some bleeding edge companies that are out there. Examples would be ISV and SaaS companies that are already, let's say, SaaSified their application. It runs in the cloud directly. It's kind of like the healthcare of Salesforce. But, you know, those are few and far between. Unfortunately, there's just a tremendous legacy, and even Gartner, you know, and other analysts out there will tell you that, you know, healthcare for years and years and years has kind of been a laggard when it comes to adoption of, you know, new IT for security reasons, for budgeting reasons, for what have you. Along those lines, certainly financial services and banking have been another one. And I will tell you that a large bellwether for the healthcare laggards, if you will, have been going out and looking at what similar workloads do other industries use that are similar to healthcare. And certainly banking and financial services use a lot of the same ones. They use services, you know, that do things like cost center reporting. They use services that do rev cycle management, those types of things. So I can tell you that financial services and banking, definitely a laggard, slowly moved into the cloud. And every single time I would have a conversation with a CIO that was looking for like workload, but in a different industry, we would point to financial services almost each and every time. And then the final thing, you know, the obvious thing there, highly regulated, right? You know, financial services is faced with different types of regulations, you know, starting with PCI at the very bottom, you know, or the very entry point, but very, very similar, let's say, rigor around things like process management, change management, ITIL, those types of things. And so oftentimes when you talk to a CIO or a VP of infrastructure inside of healthcare, you're able to point to kind of that same level of rigor.